Every June, Watson hosts the Brown International Advanced Research Institutes, or BIARI. The conference brings together participants from around the world. For 2 weeks last summer, 150 scholars and practitioners, mostly from the Global South, worked across academic disciplines and geographic boundaries to solve pressing global issues. This week, meet Roz Weiner. He's got a pretty unique way of combining research with practice.
My name is Roz. I am Israeli born from Israel, Palestine. And I'm in the BIARI for Forced Population Displacement and the Making of the Modern World. To begin with, my discipline is in theater and performance. So I'm an actor and director of theater.
Roz uses that lens, the lens of performance, to study colonialism and racial oppression.
So my work on ethnic drag and performing another's ethnicity, looking at all of the different forms in which societies, almost always white racialized groups, tend to dress up and costume themselves as another, as the other, as the native, as all these other kind of very racialized, fetishized concepts.
Ethnic drag?
Yeah,
that's
so ethnic drag.
He finds examples of ethnic drag throughout the history of his home country, Israel.
So I can look at, in my research, practices of ethnic drag in the kibbutz in Israel in the 1940s and 50s and 60s, where children would dress up as Africans and try to understand how does that connect to population displacement, displacement of Jews from Europe or for Palestinians from Palestine, for racialization of bodies, for fantasies of indigeneity and race.
For Roz, studying these performances can illuminate some of the psychology behind colonization, settlement, and displacement.
What I'm doing is trying to understand how this tendency works within framework of settler colonialism. And what does it serve? Looking specifically at Israel-Palestine.
So when you go back, which is not right away, but when you do go back, will BIARI be informing your dissertation, the theoretical stuff, or will it be informing your practice as a director of a theater group?
So since my research and practice are already very, very closely interlinked, I'm quite positive that it will definitely inform both, maybe even kind of suggest new directions or new chapters. Because a lot of my work is about the circulation of how research informs practice and how practice can use, how research is in a different place once it's connected to practice and maybe not even maintaining these distinctions such strongly, but even kind of try to understand how they are one and the same, maybe in different spaces and different mediums.
BIARI will also help with the other side of Roz's research, his own performance practice.
I have a drag persona, which is one of the ways through which I explore activism or political debate. So she was completely made up.
What's her name?
Her name is Tilda. Tilda Death. That's her name. She's very special. I wish she could have come here and talk about this because she would have been much more interesting.
No. Roz's drag alter ego, Tilda Death, allows him to think about his research outside of the academy, along with communities of artists and activists.
She was created through my artistic work in collaboration with my brother and other artists and friends that I work with. She's a Holocaust survivor, but she's a hip-hop artist. And she is, her lines of affiliation and solidarity are very surprising in many ways. So for me, this friend is someone very different from me that is almost kind of a colleague in thinking and experimenting with ideas and with practices in reframing power and oppression, racism, and resistance.
BIARI offered an opportunity to think through these ideas in a new setting for Roz and for Tilda too.
All in this way or another, coming to think about displacement and replacement and forced migration is wonderful. is a really, really enlightening and eye-opening experience.
Next week, for our last installment of the Briari series, we'll hear from Diana Menya, who's thinking about possible public health responses to climate change.
We can spend as much money as we want on MRIs and whatever else you want, but in the end, you're not being effective in changing the health of the people at large, the large population. So I'm into prevention.
Thanks for listening.